Chapter 36, Paul's Timeless Letter to the Galatians. Through the influence of false teachers, heresy and sensualism were gaining ground among the believers in Galatia. These false teachers were mingling Jewish traditions with the truths of the gospel. The evils introduced threatened to destroy the Galatian churches. Paul was cut to the heart. He immediately wrote to the deluded believers, exposing the false theories that they had accepted. "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we preach to you, let him be accursed." The Holy Spirit had witnessed to his labors, therefore he warned his brethren not to listen to anything that contradicted the truths he had taught. "O foolish Galatians!" he exclaimed, "who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? Refusing to recognize the doctrines of the apostate teachers, the apostle endeavored to lead the converts to see that they had been grossly deceived, but that by returning to their former faith in the gospel they might yet defeat the purpose of Satan. His supreme confidence in the message he bare helped many whose faith had failed, to return to the Savior." How different from Paul's manner of writing to the Corinthian church! The Corinthians he rebuked with tenderness, the Galatians, with words of unsparing reproof. To teach the Corinthians to distinguish the false from the true called for caution and patience. In the Galatian churches, open, unmasked error was supplanting the gospel. Christ was virtually renounced for the ceremonies of Judaism. The apostle saw that if the believers were to be saved from the dangerous influences which threatened them, decisive measures must be taken. Why Paul was so abrupt? In his letter, Paul briefly reviewed incidents connected with his own conversion and early Christian experience. By this he sought to show that it was through a special manifestation of divine power that he had been led to see the great truths of the gospel. Through instruction from God himself, Paul was led to admonish the Galatians in so positive a manner. With settled conviction and absolute knowledge, he clearly outlined the difference between being taught by man and receiving instruction direct from Christ. The men who had attempted to lead the Galatians from the gospel were hypocrites, unholy in heart and corrupt in life. Through the performance of a round of ceremonies they expected to gain the favor of God. They had no desire for a gospel that called for obedience to the word, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." A religion based on such a doctrine required too great a sacrifice, and they clung to their errors. To substitute external forms for holiness of heart and life is still pleasing to the unrenewed nature. It is Satan's studied effort to divert minds from the hope of salvation through faith in Christ and obedience to the law of God. The archenemy adapts his temptations to the inclinations of those whom he is seeking to deceive. In apostolic times he led the Jews to exalt the ceremonial law and reject Christ. At the present time he induces professing Christians to cast contempt on the moral law and to teach that it may be transgressed with impunity. Every servant of God must withstand firmly these perverters of the faith and expose their errors. Success attended the letter. Paul ably vindicated his position as an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. From the highest authority in heaven, he received his commission, and his position had been acknowledged by a general council at Jerusalem. Those who sought to belittle his calling and work were fighting against Christ, whose grace and power were manifested through him. The apostle was forced, by the opposition of his enemies, to take a decided stand in maintaining his authority, not to exalt self, but to magnify the grace of God. Paul pleaded with those who had once known the power of God to return to their first love of gospel truth. He set before them their privilege of becoming free in Christ, through whose atoning grace all who make full surrender are clothed with the robe of his righteousness. Every soul who would be saved must have a genuine, personal experience in the things of God. The apostles' earnest words were not fruitless. Many whose feet had wandered into strange paths returned to their former faith. Henceforth they were steadfast in the liberty wherewith Christ had made them free. God was glorified, and many were added to the number of believers throughout that region.